Blog Talk Radio.
God is my source.
Yep, yep.
He's my provider. God is my
source. You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.
So it's my brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my needs. Don't have to beg because I am a thief. Cause every good and perfect gift comes from the Father.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Welcome to When Christians Speak Talk Radio. I'm one of your hosts, amen, Reverend Ray, today on the special broadcast of the Men, Hour 3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk. Brother Ray, I'm Brother Ray, Brother Tommy Austin, Brother Cleo, and Brother Tyrone. I'm just waiting for a few other brothers to join me. I hope everything is working. Seems like it's working properly. Amen. So we're going to, as the brothers join in, you know, there's a few brothers that may not be with us tonight, but we're going to continue on. Amen. I want to talk about the love of God. That was a topic that that has been on my heart for a few days now, probably like a week and everything. And we're going to deal with some scriptures and to just talk in general about the love of God. Amen. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited about what God is going to do with the brothers that will be with me. Amen. And I want to open it up to anyone else that wants to call in too. We thought about doing a Zoom call live, but I really don't have that set up as of yet, and that's my fault. So I'm asking my brothers to forgive me that we would definitely have that set up next month. Okay, we'll definitely get that set up next month for the Zoom call so that you can be able to leave information in the chat room and all that kind of stuff, okay? So just bear with us for about one more month and we can do a Zoom call. This is out of my element. I'm just letting you know right now. I don't do like doing videos and all that, but I'm outvoted, so to speak. So I said, okay. That we'll start doing a Zoom call. So what we may do with the Zoom call, everyone, that we probably do the Zoom call at our regular time at 7 p.m. And then for those that listen on Blog Talk, what we'll do is upload the audio to Blog Talk Radio and the different feeds like that so that you can still hear it. It may not be at 7 p.m. because I haven't figured out yet how to integrate the platforms with Zoom, and I know that we can do it with Facebook, but I haven't figured out how to interface it with Blog Talk Radio and Speaker and all those other different ones. So bear with us as we try to figure this out, things out. We want to be able to, you know, see our faces, see what we look like, and I think that we'll give an opportunity to get more participation from the audience and everything, but we don't want to leave those that are on the Blog Talk Radio and iHeart Radio. We don't want to leave you out and everything. So you'll still hear the same broadcast. It's just that you'll be able to get more participation on through social media. So that's the direction that we're going, okay? So with that being said, I think I got a couple of brothers with me. Who's with me so far?
Cleophas.
Brother Cleophas, okay. Thanks, hey, brother. Cleophas, okay. Okay, Brother Tony. How you doing, man? Okay.
I'm hanging in there, man.
You hanging in there? Oh, good. Glad to help you, man. Glad to help you. All right. So I'm not sure about Brother Tyrone, but I do know about Brother Alston and everything. So let's go ahead and get started. And Father God, we come today to just offer ourselves to you, God, to offer our ways, to offer our thoughts, Lord Jesus, to offer our desires, to offer everything else to you and say, Holy Spirit, come and have your way. You set the atmosphere, God. You do what is needed, Lord Jesus. You begin to lead us and guide us and direct us, Lord Jesus. You allow us to speak the mysteries and the allegories of the gospel, that it might prick the hearts of men and women, Lord Jesus. That someone listening out, someone around the world might cry out, what must I do to be saved? You do the miracles that are needed, God. You bring forth the healing, Lord Jesus. You bring forth the deliverance, God. You bring forth the restoration, God. You begin to, God, to mend those things that the cankerworm and the locust and the grasshopper and the palmer worm have destroyed, God. You bring it forth like even better than what it was before. We realize one thing in this life, Lord Jesus, that we can't do this by ourselves. We need you, Holy Spirit. We need you, God. We need you more than ever right now. We need you more. So, Holy Spirit, we pray that you will come with all your might and all your glory, and you begin to bring forth a change, not just within those that are listening and of these brothers that have gathered, God, but all across the world, in the churches, God, every bishop, every apostle, Lord Jesus, every pastor, God, every evangelist, God, every minister, every elder, every musician, God, the doorkeepers, the ushers, God, the people that clean, you know everything, God. We're praying for a great awakening to take place, Lord Jesus, even as we speak among the men, God, that we may begin to stand up and that we may begin to understand the season and the times that we're living in, God, that you might begin to strengthen us where we're weak, Lord Jesus, that you might begin to give us dreams and visions of your purpose and your plans that you have for us. Come, Holy Spirit, we submit ourselves to you, to be obedient to the call, Lord Jesus, to stay focused on the call, to love our brothers, Lord Jesus, and our sisters, God, to do right, Lord Jesus, to do the righteous things, God, to live righteously before you, Lord Jesus. We can only do that with your Holy Spirit. We forever give you the praise. We give this broadcast to you in Christ Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen and amen. 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 Brothers, how's everyone doing, man? It's so good, amen, to hear your voices again and everything like that. I think we missed last month because it was, Mother's Day or Father's Day? One of them days, right? Amen. So it's just good to hear everybody, those that are here again. Amen. So let's go through and just do a quick check with everybody and tell me what's going on, and then we'll get right into the word. Amen. Brother Tony, what's going on, man?
Everything is good, bro. I have nothing but just to say God has been good. God has been taking care of the family. We are definitely just blessed. And that's all I can really say. And you know what? I'm happy to just say that.
Amen. Amen. Brother Cleos.
Man, God is good. Yeah, all is well.
All is well. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
As I tell people when they ask me how are you, I tell them, I said, I complain to this.
Okay. Amen. I'm going to send Brother Tyrone a little quick message here and everything. Okay. All right. While we're doing that, we're just going to, I just want to let everybody, I'm good. I'm like, I feel you, Brother Tony, man. I'm good too. You know, when you really look at all the stuff and everything, the best words you can say, hey, God is good. You just, no matter what you're facing, no matter what you may be going through, look, man, you just say, look, you know what? Even now, God is good, you know? And I think that's probably the best way to look at it, that God, you are so good, you know? And, you know, back in the when we were younger growing up, Brother Cleos, you know, the thing, even now, they would say, God is good. And all the time, God is good. I think that's what I said, right? Did I say it right? Huh?
You said it right. You got it.
God is good.
God is good. All the time.
God is good. Those brothers in the church back in the day, boy, it's like they had a rhythm to it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He had a rhythm to it. He had a rhythm to it. God is good. And all the time, God is good. And then somebody will break out, start shouting and praising, you know. And, we don't really know what some of the things they were facing, but it just seemed like we're going through even more stuff now. And, of course, it seemed because we're getting closer to the end of days, to the return of Jesus Christ. But they still was determined to say those words, God is good, and all the time God is good, no matter what. Okay, no matter what, man. You know, and for those that are
lifestyle.
Listening, huh? Lifestyle, there you
it
go.
It was a lifestyle, yeah.
God is good. Man, that made me feel a little good, even better inside.
Yeah, too, because, you know, it's, you think about what's going on today, and just yesterday I was having a discussion with one of my brothers in Christ, and we just talked about how back when we were growing up, we had pressures and we had things that we were like pressure points. But today, when you think about today's kids, what they have to deal with now, we just said there's no way in comparison to what they have to deal with now versus what we had to deal with growing up. And but at the same time, it's kind of, we didn't say that God is good, but we said, but God.
Yeah.
And when you just have that, but I like what Pastor Jenkins for First Baptist Glen on, I like what he says, God got a big old butt. So despite everything that's going on, to always say, but God.
But God.
But God.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. Oh, wow. That's good. I like that, man. I like that. You know, go ahead, Brother Cleophas, go ahead.
No, I'm in agreement. I'm in agreement.
Okay.
Yeah. I definitely agree with what Tony said there. You know, some of the pressures we had coming up, it's at a different level. You know, I was we talked about bullying. It was just usually one single person in school or someone in the neighborhood. But now you can be bullied on social media. You can be bullied. The span of how much kids today can get into and have at their fingertips, so much more than what we had coming up.
Right.
It was restricted to my neighborhood. What was going on in my neighborhood? Now the whole world is at their fingertips. You know, at any moment they could be online with somebody from another country altogether. You know. So it's a whole different, it's a different ball game, but you know, it's what the word says. And as you said, it's time on planet Earth as people living here is coming to an end. Christ is definitely going to return. I don't know when it comes. You can see the sun.
Most definitely.
Yes, you can. I think, Brother Tony, you sort of hit a nerve with me. You want to get back to the, thank you, Brother Cleo's, that but God. I know there have been times within the last 20 to 25 years, I had to use that but God praise, you know. But God, you know.
I think we all had.
Had to use that but God, you know, because, you know, when you know how things happen, when you don't see no way through and all the obstacles and everything is against you, like it's against you, but you go like, but God. But God, you know.
If you need an uplifter, you could just say those two words. And start incorporating that. And it's just like, it will definitely uplift your spirits.
Yeah, it will. Yeah, it will. Yeah, well, but God praise. That'll preach, man. A but God praise. And you, look back at everything. No, don't see a way out, you know. And then, you know, I like to use the but God praise before I receive the blessing, or just before I receive the breakthrough. So then when I do receive the breakthrough, I can say, but God, man, God did it. we say from but God to God did it. You know what I mean? But God to God did it, man. I'm telling you. Yeah, I think Brother Tyrone is with us and everything. I'm going to see if I can sign him. I want to welcome him on and stuff like that. If he's available and everything. So we're going to continue to keep all our brothers, you know. In fact, before we close out today, we want to pray for all the brothers on this broadcast, man, and that God will continue to bless us and continue to pour out his spirit into us. And then not just us, we want to reach it to others too, okay? So, like I said, amen. Let's talk about this. God is, Brother Tyrone, if you're with me, we're talking about God is good, man. That's basically what it is. And we have talked about so far. Brother Tony brought up a but God, and Brother Cleophas brought up some other things, man. I don't know. I wasn't really feeling. I sent a message to everybody. I said I really wasn't feeling well yesterday, this week. But when I started hearing about the but God and the God is good, I'm beginning to feel all right. I'm beginning to feel all right, man, because God is truly good.
That's what happens when you take when you make God bigger than your situation. You know, yeah, no matter what we're going through, God is bigger. I don't remember the exact verse, but the scripture says, "But for this light affliction, but for a moment."
Yeah.
But God.
But God. And then you got me wanting to look that up.
I want to say it's in First Corinthians or Second Corinthians, but yeah, look that up.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, y'all. Anyone, y'all go ahead and talk. I'm looking this up. Man, God
maybe,
is
maybe
good.
First Corinthians 4, maybe.
Okay. First Corinthians
4 and 18.
All right. Brother Ty, are you with us? Can you hear me? Okay, I think I just lost him. I lost somebody. Who did I lose?
Yeah, I'm still here with you, sir.
Oh, okay.
He's here.
Oh, okay. All right. I must have lost Brother Tony. Give me 1 second, guys. Will you say Cleophas?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's in Corinthians. I just can't remember exactly where it is. For this light affliction, just for a moment.
Light affliction. Okay. All right. While we're doing that, man, we're gonna
it's in 4:17, Brother Ray. 2 Corinthians 4:17 is for this light affliction.
Oh, okay.
Which is but for a moment working for us far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not on the things that are seen, but on the things that are unseen, that are not seen, for the things that are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I got a go ahead, Brother Tony.
I was joining back. I don't know how it got kicked out, but I was joining back in.
Oh, okay, good. Thank you, brother. Appreciate that. Okay, I do have a couple of scriptures in that. Let me see if I can go to my little notes I got here. Okay, when I start thinking about the goodness of God, okay. And of course, there's a song too that's out there. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all He's done for me, remember that. I don't know, Brother Tony, that might pass me.
My soul, God, hallelujah.
My soul, God, hallelujah.
I grew up Southern Baptist, so I know what you're talking about.
Okay, then I stand corrected, man. I'm going to say because I think you like a real young man and everything like that. So, you know what I'm talking about. My soul, God, hallelujah. And again, with that type of song, those type of songs and the God is good and all those things, they would have church. You know what I mean? They would have church. and it was enough that you know, because they begin to think about their testimony. You know, they begin to think about just how good, and we should be doing the same thing, you know, how good God is. And sometimes I think that we look at it and say, okay, God is good today, and God blessed us, and then the next day we got all new stuff that happened, so we got to go through the whole thing all over again. But our lifestyle and everything that we do to represent that God is good all the time. You know, he's not just good one moment and then just we have a little break and go down here. You know, this is not a roller coaster ride that we're on when it comes to the goodness of God. God is good all the time, no matter what we feel like, no matter what the doctors are saying, no matter what's going on, no matter what the finances, no matter nothing, man, nothing. You know, nothing can compare to the goodness of God. God is good. And in Exodus chapter 33, I thought about old Moses right around there. I think I got the right one. And I want to look at the 19th verse. Let me go to the 17th verse, Exodus chapter 33. It says, "And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in thy sight." You know, brothers, we have found grace in God's sight because of Jesus Christ. We got grace, but we not only got grace, we also have mercy. He said, and Moses was speaking, he said, "I beseech thee, show me thy glory." He said, "Show me thy glory." And he said, "I will make all my goodness pass before thee." He said, "I will make all thy goodness pass before thee, and I proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy." He said, "Thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see my face and live." And the Lord said, "Behold, there is a place in me that I shall stand upon a rock. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passes by, that I will put thee a cliff. Put thee in a cliff of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by, and I will take away my hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen." God is good. He wants to show us that goodness. You know what I mean? He wants to reveal that true goodness to us, man. No matter what, you know. No matter what, he wants to reveal that goodness to us. Even when we mess up, he's still revealing that goodness. you know how we mess up. We mess up. We make some mistakes and stuff like that. We slip up or we say things that we shouldn't have said or do things that we know we shouldn't be doing. And the Holy Spirit brings conviction. But God is still good, even in the midst of what's the word? I'm chastising it, you know? Mm-hmm. And there is a scripture that talks about chastisement, but I can't remember what it is right off the top of my head. But somebody else, go ahead and speak a little bit. Go ahead.
God chastises those that he loves.
There you go. Yeah.
So
amen.
God is correcting you. That's God. That's a form of love. God is showing you that he loves you because he's correcting you. Because it's not his wish that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
There you go. Oh.
God is good. Oh.
God is
even
good.
When we mess up, God is good.
Even when we mess up, man. You know,
even when we mess up, he good.
Yeah. Brother Tony.
I kinda like what you read, though. The one thing that really stuck out to me is even when God said no one could see my face, but even seeing the back of God and all his glory, I can't even... You probably can't even put that in words.
No.
Just seeing the glory of God. And you're just seeing the back of him. Just imagine just seeing the full glory of God. It probably could be too much for a person to see. Yet, because of grace and mercy, even when he showed his glory to Moses, he still covered him. And that's the most important thing about it is we've been covered with the blood of Christ. Because he loved us so much to send his son for us. And when you have that understanding of God's grace, mercy, and just love in general, it can blow your mind that God would just say, but Ray, Cleophas, and, you know, everybody else, I die for you. I sent my son for you because I want you and I want a relationship with you. That, when you really think about that, that's just so personal.
Mm.
And, yeah. I mean, that is just, I'm just tearing up right now because that in itself just shows how much just God just loves you.
Yeah.
And everyone. You know, and yeah. It's scripture that says God wishes that no one should perish.
That's right.
You know, so it's that deep. Even on your deathbed, he is still looking for an opportunity to save you.
Yes.
That's just how much he loves you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Yeah,
he loved us. He loves us so much that he spared not his own son.
Mm.
His only begotten. Spared him not. He put his son went through everything that we deserve, his son took. So that we wouldn't have to take it. And when you think about that, I mean, when you really think about it and think about the scope of it, you know, if you really read and see that all the stuff that Jesus did on that road to Calvary's Hill to die on the cross, he rose again, to sit at the right hand of the Father, everything he did, and even everything that's still being accomplished right now. I mean, you know, how can we mess up and God still loves us? Because what Jesus did put Jesus before us, consequently. So when God looks at us, he sees Jesus first. He sees his son before he ever sees us. And he can pour his love on us, you know, that agape love, that love, this unconditional love, you know, that says, I love you no matter what. That's it. And every day, what the scripture says, new mercies daily, every morning, new mercies. he didn't pay me this morning for what I did yesterday. He gave me some new mercies this morning, so I can start fresh. I can start over with him every day.
Yeah.
I didn't take you out because I'm giving you new mercies this day. Yeah, and that's that someone can love you like that. It's just amazing. And that's what drew all of us. That's what draws every person to God, is not the preacher preaching. The preacher has a role, make no mistake about it, because God sent him. But it's the Spirit of God that draws you in. And, man, I love that scripture. I love that scripture. I'm paraphrasing that, but how can you taste of his goodness and turn back?
Oh.
You know, once you tasted of his goodness, how can you turn back?
Turn back.
That's love. But again, yes. As we said, but God.
But God.
But God.
But God. But God.
Y'all don't love me, but God does. Lord.
That is so true. You don't love me, but God do. You know,
yeah,
you, I don't love you.
All right.
I don't love you.
But God does.
Yeah, but God
does. And that's a big old butt, too, right, Tony?
That's
exactly. That's a big old butt.
No matter what I'm going through, no matter what I'm thinking about, if I just get a revelation that God loves me, Lord.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah, but God loves me. Now, that's another word for somebody out there. But God loves you. Well, I don't care where you are, but God loves you. You know?
There's some people on this line right now, Brother Ray, Brother Tony, Brother Tyrone, that are going through all kind of Hades right now. They don't know which way is up. You know, they might be going through something personal in their life. There's somebody on here that's contemplating suicide. Just get a revelation that God loves you and how much he loves you. You put that gun there.
Yeah.
You put those pills back in the bottle. Yeah, God loves you.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Doesn't matter what man says. God loves you.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Brother Tyrone, do you have something?
Yeah, I just came on. I'm just really, you know, I don't want to, you know, just listening. It sounds good.
Okay.
I just typed in.
Okay. Okay.
Everybody doing all right?
Everybody, we do.
Yes,
I wasn't, maybe there was a question mark earlier, but now we're talking about, but God, and I love, I'm doing okay. Brother Tony, Brother Fields has got us started, man. So, you know, I'm feeling a little better.
Tony started, man, with but God.
I know, right?
God got a big old butt.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody but God. Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
So is that's what we're going to talk about tonight, just but God?
No, actually, we're talking about...
we're talking about
God is good, okay?
God is good.
Yeah, that's our main topic. But Brother Tony, see, I can't tell it like what he was saying and everything, but he was saying with us that sometimes we have to give God a but God praise, but God worship, when we can't see our way through some things and we got some bad reports. But you know, back in the day, you would shout on that, but God did it, you know? But with nobody but
yeah.
God. We know it couldn't have been nobody but God. You know?
Yeah.
Nobody. The lawyers, doctors, the bank, the kids, whatever. Nobody did it but God, man.
Nobody
you know?
Did it but God.
Nobody but God.
Yeah.
So,
nobody but God.
And I'll say
it. Now you got that song ringing in my ear, nobody but God, but God, but God, nobody
yeah.
but God,
yeah.
but God, but God.
I ain't never heard that song before, man. Come on. Did you make that up, really? Did you make that song
No, sir.
Up?
No, sir. There's a young man that has a song, and that's in the song.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, nobody
I wish I was
can
that
do it
good,
but
I could
God.
Make up something like that.
Yeah.
I know you know this one. The old saint, she said, I can't nobody do me like Jesus.
Yeah, I know that one. Yeah, I heard that. That's back
do.
In the day. Yeah.
Yeah, you beat the tambourine on that one.
I know. I'll get a good sister.
That one for Tina?
Huh?
That's my daughter.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh,
okay. Let me do this.
Yeah. Yeah, but God, man, you know, another of the scriptures that I got, man, brothers, it's coming out of Psalms 34:8. It says, I think someone touched on it earlier, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. You know,
oh, yeah.
Taste and see the Lord is good. And blessed is the man that trusted in him. So we already know that God is good. All we got to do is just continue to trust in him and believe in him and
yes,
have
sir.
Faith in him. You know, and everything, you know, and not believe with our eyes, not your eyes, but believe with our spiritual eyes. The very thing that we can't see, believe is being taken care of, you know. Believe that God is doing it because he's good, you know. And he give good gifts to his sons and his daughters, you know, and everything. He does. He gives us gifts. The best gift that he gave us was, of course, through Jesus Christ, was eternal life, you know, that we have the right to the tree of life. That's a good gift, man.
Amen.
You know, that's a really good gift. That means that we can walk with him. One day we'll be able to see him face to face, you know. We'll be able to hold his glory and not worry about whether we're going to die and stuff, because we're going to have eternal life. We'll be able to see him. We shall behold his glory, you know. Isn't that an amazing gift?
Yes,
the
that
best
is
gift
truly
ever.
Awesome.
Yeah, the best gift
yeah,
ever.
Actually,
go ahead.
With that spiritual blessing, you made me remember Ephesians 1 and 3, and it said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. So... we already have every spiritual blessing that is from heaven right now. We don't have to wait till we get to heaven to get those blessings. We don't. We have it right now, here, in the moment. And that key word, every spiritual blessing, that means we have everything that we need to just be not only, I don't want to say successful, but we have everything that we need to keep the faith and the trust in God, because we have tasted his goodness, which has gave us the ability to trust in him. And just like you said, Brother Ray, despite what everything else is saying in our circumstances, we know that we can trust God because he has blessed us way too much. We have tasted his goodness to the point where we can never just turn back. We can't, because we know what his goodness is. We know that we can trust him because he stands on his word and he fulfills all his promises. So I just wanted to bring that up, but that's instantly reminded me of that when you said the spiritual blessings.
Amen. Brother Tyrone, I had to mute you for a few minutes because we hear some noise in the background. I'm going to bring you back on, okay, and everything. All right. Bless God. But, okay. But bless God, man. God is good. Thank you, Brother Tony, for that scripture, man. You know, that we already have. Yeah. Like Brother Tony said, we probably have so much stuff at our disposals, and all we got to do is just tap right into it. You know, it's already, like Brother Tony said, it's already there. It's already there. Every healing, every breakthrough. Oh my God, man! Like what? So it's just right
already
there. That's right. Go ahead.
No.
Okay.
Already.
Yeah. Already done. It's already completed. It is finished. It's finished. You know, it's finished. You know, but there's. I don't know, maybe you guys correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe it's just that sometimes we forget, even though it's completed, we still got to go through the process. Maybe it's a mind thing. Maybe we just got to open our mind to the idea that it's already completed because of the goodness of an almighty God and because the goodness of the Son of the Living God that was willing to. Why do we have such a hard time grabbing hold of that, you know? Why do we have such a hard time?
I think sometimes, Brother Ray, it's extremely easy for me to believe that God will bless you.
Okay.
It's easy for a believer to believe that God will bless somebody else, but then when they turn and look at themselves, they start to bring up, or Satan starts to bring up, everything that they've done, all the things that they would consider that would make them unworthy of God's blessing. And
right.
So, you know, consequently, now I just qualify myself. So, you know, obedience is the covenant connector. So, you know, I'm obedient. I've done, you know, it's kind of like the rich young ruler, you know, what do I need to get into heaven? Okay, I've done this, this, and this. And Jesus said, well, go sell all your goods and give to the poor. And that grieved him, that troubled him, because he didn't understand the exchange. He didn't understand the exchange. There was an exchange. He said, okay, you've done all these things. You know, some of the Gentiles do that stuff. But everything that you got, go sell it. You know, go get rid of everything you got and then just come and follow me empty. And I think that's, you know, we as believers sometimes, you know, I'm big on faith, so I look at Hebrews 11:6, where it says that without faith, it's impossible to please God. So you have to understand that obedience connects you to all the promises. Faith activates all the promises. So,
right.
So I'm born again. I'm saved. So I'm connected. But what activates all the promises of God in my life? My faith. So 11:6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please him because what? One first must believe that God is. Believers believe that God is. But here's where it stops. Here's where the rubber meets the road. They don't believe that they qualify for the reward that they would get when they diligently seek him. So, you know, multiple times in John 14, 15, 16, Jesus tells us that ask for what we want, and I'll give it to you so that I can glorify the Father. Ask. And we don't even ask. You know, we want healing, and we're asking, but we're not believing. And James says that when you're wavering in your belief system or you're doubting, don't think that anybody's going to receive of God when you come to Him and you're doubting. You, oh Lord, can you heal me? And the reality of it is, He already healed you. You already healed. He did that on the cross. So you got to come bold. You got to come believing. You got to come knowing that God is able and God and He's already done it. All I'm waiting for is the manifestation. So I think that's the part that in my study and my understanding of the word where I see where the promises of God won't come up on somebody's life because of them and their thought process and not thinking that I'm worthy of this.
Right,
and
right.
You are worthy. You are worthy. Right. You know, you're worthy not because of you and anything that you've done. You're worthy because of what Jesus did. He paid the price. He paid it all. Now, all He asks you to do is believe. By faith, believe. And if I'm believing and I'm trusting God and I'm laying everything at His feet, I'm not trying to lean to my own. That's what Proverbs said. Don't lean to your own understanding. Trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. And I think that's where we get thrown off a little bit is because we start to try to put our hand in it, start to put our process into it, and God is not operated. Not, God is not obligated to mess around in any mess. God is out of order. If I want God to operate in my life, I've got to subscribe to what He said and what His word says and not to what the world says.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Brother Tony?
Wow, how can you follow after that?
Yeah. And,
oh, man.
That was
deep.
That was deep. Brother Tyrone, I don't want to leave you out and stuff like that. If you know, you're not muted anymore, bro. So, okay. But, you know, one of the things when you were speaking, Brother Cleophas, I was thinking about is that we can think so much of faith, and we can think everything is God's going to work it out for other people, but that what you were talking about has to also apply to ourselves, you know.
Amen.
You know, it has to also apply to, because I can believe for the next person, man. I can intercede and
yes sir
for somebody else. In the name of Jesus, you're going to be healed. You know, we do that for other people. And we feel the zeal. And I mean, we like the brothers that was trying to let the paralytic man down through the roof. You know, Jesus said, look, their faith that made you whole. you're going to get healed today because we believe God's going to do it. We try to get to come through the crowd, and it was too much. But so we're gonna dig up the roof. Can you? Man, that's love, man. The brothers were willing to dig up the roof to let this man down and see Jesus. Digging up the roof, you know,
yes,
to
sir.
Lower him down to see Jesus. Go ahead, Ty.
You know, hey, my mom.
Yeah, you are, sir.
Oh, God bless. Oh, I'm sorry. I was just listening, and I what he was saying, it was deep on all he was saying, but you were talking about the love that the brothers had for letting that brother down through the roof. You know, that was the type of, that love, you know, was sort of like they knew what that brother needed to be healed or to get healed, but also they loved him enough to do what they know he needed to do. Sometimes we say we love people, but we don't, and we know we should help them, but we don't help them. The type of love those guys had for that brother to lower him there, they went through a lot to do that for him, to lower him there,
Amen.
for him to get his healing and his deliverance. And God saw that. I think it wasn't just the point that they let him there, but I think the bigger picture was that the love that he had for that he showed, that they showed for him, that the Lord saw.
Mm.
They threw the roof off the place. You know, they went through a lot of obstacles to get them down in there, and that's what we need. That's the love that I want to show for any of my brothers, regardless. And they might not have knew him, but Jesus said, "If you love me, if you love them, you know, commandment that I leave with you, that you love one another. If you love a brother, regardless of." I think it's about one of you brothers, my cousin, the other two brothers. I haven't literally met, but to know that you're a brother and I see you and you're in need, the love I have for you already, I haven't met you, is automatically going to help you to get whatever you need done. Because I don't think it's the point of me helping you getting it done, but I think it's what God sees me doing. In other words, doing it. Instead of just turning their back on you, just like the one that was laying in the street and the one that walked down the road and saw him lying on the ground, and he took the time out. He showed the love that he needed to help that brother, and for that he was rewarded. So I think that type of love is not here now, but we have to push that. I have to push that. And I just I apologize for not getting on with you all early. I have a couple of preachers here with me, that's from South Carolina, and they're passing through, and I was trying to talk with them as well, and I was telling them, I said, this is what we do, so hopefully and prayerfully we have newcomers that will be coming on with us on these second Sundays, because I'm spreading the word that this is what men do, this is what we get together and do. But as far as that particular passage of scripture you were talking about, man, that love for them brothers, for them brothers letting that one guy down is much needed all over today.
Yes, it is.
I get talking, man. I still.
Yeah.
But I love you guys, man. I appreciate you. Thank God for amen.
I love you too, Brother Ty. And you know, we talking about that, but they had to get them up to the roof too, you know.
Yeah. That's right.
They had to get them up to the roof, man. So the brothers were working, you know, and everything. Yeah. And when I look at that for myself, we're talking about the love of God, okay, but we're supposed to show the same love, you know, the same type of love of God, that if I see my brother, my sister, or someone in need and everything, that I love them that enough, you know. The first, if I kind of go through the crowd and that don't work, I'm willing to go through the roof to bring them to Jesus Christ. I'm willing to do, I mean, what kind of sacrifice are we willing? See, we know that God was willing to sacrifice his son for us, but what kind of sacrifices are we willing to make for each other, man? You know,
that's
or for
right,
the kingdom,
man.
And stuff like that. So that's awesome. Thank you, Brother Tyrone. Go ahead.
I was just saying, that's a deep question. How far are you willing to sacrifice for your brother and sister in Christ?
Yeah.
And it just seems like, I don't know what this number is, but counting the cost. You know,
to
be a disciple of Jesus Christ. And sometimes it's going to cost you in order to uplift your brother or your sister, or it's going to cost you to bring them thinking about that brother that was laying on the bed and the other brothers that took him to get healed. Not only do you have to have people pour love into you, you have to be receptive of that love as well. Because that brother that was laying on that bed could have easily been like, God is not going to heal me. I've been in this condition for how many years. Nothing is going to happen to me. But because he received the love of those brothers that said, we're going to take you to Jesus, he had the faith to believe, hey, this could actually work. This could actually happen.
Right. Yeah.
So it's when we go out and we demonstrate that love, you know, we got to make sure that we're receptive of the love that's given to us, because sometimes we can, especially in men, we can allow their pride and their ego to sometimes get in the way of receiving love that's going to help us not only in the current moment that we're in, but also to help someone else that's down the road, because my grandmother will always say, you can't help someone if your bank account is zero.
Amen.
So,
Amen.
In order to give love, you got to be able to receive love. Also.
You got
to
be, right. Yeah. And I'm just going to add this in for those brothers that's listening at Brother Tyrone's house. I do want to thank you for joining us and everything. And yeah, feel free to join us at any time. Like Brother Tyrone said, we are here every second Sunday with these brothers, and we talk about everything. Nothing is off the table, man. All these brothers are very transparent about their relationship with Christ and everything, and based the whole idea behind our three real life, real men talk. It's just what the title said. Okay? Real life, real men, real talk. You know? And I think it's time for the brothers as men that God has placed in position of head of households and pastors and those kind of things, is to really begin to really seek after the things of God and to come together, you know? And no man is an island. No man should be left alone and stuff like that. We're connected. I'm my brother's keeper. You know, we need you, you know, and you need us, you know, and everything. And when men come together ever in the house of the Lord, I think it's in the scripture that said, oh, that men would praise the Lord. You know, there's something that takes place when men begin to praise the Lord in spirit and in truth, okay? You know, in spirit and in truth. Something takes place about when brothers come together and begin to praise the Lord. We're not leaving the women out or nothing like that. No, we can't do that. They're part of us, amen? But when we do it and stuff like that, you know, I believe that heaven begins like, oh, yeah, the men are worshiping me. The men are seeking after my face. God began to say, the men are seeking after my face. They desire me. As the scripture says, that as the deer panteth after the water brook, my soul panteth after you. I don't know about you, but I can speak only for myself, that we as brothers, as men, need to be doing that even now. So we need to be loving like that. Maybe we need to be panting after the things of God like that, because we're going to always have trials and tribulation. It is where you always have those things. Those things ain't going away. You know, I always tell this, and I'm giving somebody else a chance to speak, that the world is going to be the world, okay? The world will always have some kind of mess going on, because it's the world, okay? It's the world, and there's sin in the world. But we are ambassadors. You know, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. We're in this world, but we're not of this world. And because of that, we can show them a more excellent way. Okay, we can show them, we can become salt, light, and power, even if they don't really see it right then and there. Okay, because our task is just to show them that Jesus is the way. To show them that Jesus is the way. Amen. So I'm going to be quiet because I don't want to talk a lot. But anybody else, man? Anybody else?
You're doing so well, man.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. Anybody else?
I was thinking about Brother Tyrone hit on the scripture in John chapter 13, verse 34. It says a new commandment. So this commandment is replacing the old commandment that said love one another, you know, love your neighbor as you love yourself. So Jesus said, I'm giving you a new commandment that you love one another as I, Jesus, have loved you. And that you also love one another. So we're supposed to love one another the same way that Jesus loves us, meaning unconditionally. There's nothing that I wouldn't do for you. There's nothing that you wouldn't do for me. And we set our own agendas aside to go and help our brother. I think that's the epitome of what you're talking about with those men that let that man down through the roof. Undoubtedly, they had some things that they needed to be doing maybe for their household, and they set those things aside to take care of the need of another brother. And that, man, that's the true epitome of love, is that I'm setting my stuff aside.
Brother Cleo,
I got some things that I need to take care of, but I'm setting my stuff aside to take care of a need of somebody else. That's the epitome of agape love, and what that script is.
Yeah, it looked like Brother Cleo. Maybe it was just me, but I heard a lot of static. Was that just me?
Did you?
Did everyone hear what you said?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. Oh, you did? Because it must be on my end. Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, LeBrackley. I'm sorry, man. Yeah, that's awesome, man. And anyone else? Got about 5 minutes.
Well, I was looking at the scripture back over in Genesis, and that was one thing that I was going to talk about, and ironically, we are talking about it, about being my brother's keeper. The way that was set up was that when God asked Cain, where was your brother? You know, that was significant for God to ask Cain that, because God knew where Cain, God knew where his brother was, but Cain knew, but, you know, if you're going to be my keeper, my brother, you should always be aware of what I'm feeling good, feeling bad. You ought to be able to help me instead of hurting me. And this Cain whole thing was, you know, he knew his brother, but he hurted his brother instead of helping him. And so the Lord come back and said, am I my brother's keeper? You know, regardless of what you're going through, I'm going to look out for you. If I see you look like you're hurting or see you feel like you're sad, it's my job, as the scripture said, a new commandment I leave with you. You know, it's my, that you love one another. That's brand new. I'm going to lift you up, and I'm going to make you feel good if you're looking bad. If you're hungry, I'm going to feed you. If you're naked, I'm going to clothe you. That's what I know that I should do. That's what's in my makeup. That's what God put in me to do. It shouldn't be no doubt about the fact or who I am to you or who you are to me. I automatically know because of the love of Christ in me that I know that's in you. Yes, I am my brother's keeper. I'm going to help you and do what I can for you. So these brothers that let this brother down through the roof, you know, they like, oh, yeah, there's no doubt. We're going to help him. If Jesus is there to heal and he can't get there, even with the woman that had the issue of blood, she couldn't get there. Hey, she pushed her way through to get to him. She knew what it had to do to get here. They knew what it had to do to get him right. Yes, let's turn the roof off. Let's get them up, like my brother said. Get them up on the roof, and then let's turn the roof over. If I see what you need, that's what I'm obligated to do. Now, having not had the Lord on my side, I might not see it that way. Mm-hmm. But with Christ, with love in my heart, that's the only way I see it. I'm going to stop right there, but that's how I feel. That's what I feel about that particular passage of Scripture.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Tyrone. Brother Tony, we're going to give you the last words, and we want you to go ahead and close this out, okay?
Okay. Right. I just want to say this particular verse, 1 John 4:7, and it says, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. So to me, that just, we've been talking about love, and God is the center. God is all love. So yes, the way we know how to love is because we were first loved by him, first loved by God. So it's just in us. It's innate. We know how to do it because we know who our Father is. So I've learned in life that the smallest things in the world could mean so much to someone else. It really shows that we love and care for them. So let's just think about, as we go through this week, as we go through this year, let's just think about what we can do for all those that we are connected to show the love of Christ to them, whether they are believers, because believers need encouragement, because just like Brother Ray said, we are in the world, but we're not of the world. But in the world, there's trials, there's tribulations, there's stressors, there's everything you could think of. And let's just think about encouraging our brothers and sisters to continue to live the faith, to continue to believe and trust in God for his grace and mercy, because as long as we show the love of Christ to everyone, then that will continue to give them hope. And then for those who don't believe, showing the love of Christ through our actions will have them wonder, what is it about them that I just got to find out? Why are they so caring? Why are they so loving? Why are they showing this compassion towards me when I deserve otherwise? And then that's when we can show the love of Christ. So with that, that's all that I have. But let's just take that action and let's try to live that out every single day as we possibly can.
Amen. Go ahead, pray. Yeah, go ahead, pray. Let's talk about it, Tony.
Oh, okay. All right. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus, God. Father, we just say thank you, God, so much for this broadcast on today, God. Father God, I thank you for the brothers, God, that are on here, God. I thank you for the brothers who are listening, God. Father, I thank you for your love, God. Thank you so much for loving us, God. You loved us when you first created us, God. You loved us when you formed us in the womb, God. You loved us when you gave us a purpose, God, to fulfill in this lifetime, God. Father God, we thank you, God, for your love because you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins, God. You sent him because you loved us so much and you wanted to build that bridge back into having fellowship and relationship with you, God. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you so much, God. We thank you for your covering. We thank you for your protection, God. We thank you for your provision, God. We thank you, God, even when it's things that we are not aware of, God, that you are doing in the background on our behalf, God. Father, we thank you, God. Lord, Father, I just pray, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you continue, God, to deposit in us the love that you have for us, God. And let us not be selfish with that, God. And let us also demonstrate your love to the world, God. You are still in control. You are still all-powerful, God. You are still all-loving, God. Thank you, God, for covering us in the blood of Jesus, God. Now, Father, as we leave this place, never from your sight, God, and never from your love, God. Despite what we might be going through, despite what circumstances we might be facing, but, God, we just say thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Thanks again, brothers, Brother Tyrone,
amen.
And Brother Cleophas, of course, Brother Tony, and Brother Elson, we miss you, man, but we'll see you next time. So, y'all, you've been listening to R3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk. Amen. You can listen to us again after the broadcast. You'll be able to sign back in and listen to us on the different platforms at iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spreaker, just to name a few. Amen. Please, by all means, go to onechristianspeak.com and check us out. Check out the different hosts that's on there, a little bit more information that's on there also. And thank you. Thank you, brothers. Thank you, my brothers. This is awesome broadcast. I feel better. I feel better.
Praise God.
Amen. Praise God. So, y'all, brothers, y'all be blessed. Y'all be blessed, and we'll talk later, okay? God bless you.
God
bless you.
All right. God bless everyone.
Thank you, man. Praise the Lord, everyone. Thank you for listening to When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Just want to remind you that His Abounding Grace with Minister Vanessa Williams is every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Declaring the Finished Work with Pastor Pat Randall is every Thursday at 12 noon. Friday Night Joy with Pastor Ray and Friends is every first, second, and fourth Friday at 7 p.m. The Bread of Life with Pastor Ray is the first and the third Sundays at 7 p.m. Challenge to Change with Pastor Paul Morgan is every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Our monthly broadcasts are as follows. Lifeline with Apostle Shirley Jones is every first Monday at 7 p.m. The Bold and the Beautiful with Reverend Novita Reed, Reverend Curtis Austin, and Minister Jordana Cunningham is every second Saturday at 10 a.m. Adoration with Evangelist Louis McElwain is every third Monday of the month at 7 p.m. Marriage Takeover, The Body of One with Pastor Eric and Pastor Tamika Thompson is every fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. Hour 3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk with Ray Rose, Antonio Mitchell, Tyrone Rose, Cleophas Malone, and Elster Green is every second Sunday at 7 p.m. Our weekly prayer is called Midday Glory Prayer with Reverend Gwen Dixon. It's every Wednesday at 1 p.m. The dial-in number is 712-770-5505. That access code is 732-499. This is a free conference call number, okay? Matters of the Heart Singles Ministry is a new ministry with the host of Pastor Ray Rose and Pastor Maggie Wilson. It's every third Friday at 7 p.m. I do also want to encourage you to go and check out our website, whenchristianspeak.com. You'll find a little bit more information about the different hosts and about the different shows. Please continue to like us at on our Facebook and Instagram pages of When Christians Speak Talk Radio. And also, if you'd like to get in contact with us, you can do so by sending an email to whenchristianspeak@gmail.com, or you can send us a message to any of the social media sites. Thank you again for listening to When Christians Speak Talk Radio. God bless you.